Wow, golly gee, we made it! 10 whole episodes!
That's 12, but Bubby needs no introduction as he has just made his own right there. Welcome to the fucking podcast. Like he said, we have successfully made 12 episodes to our season, which is what we originally planned, right? That's what we
originally planned. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, lastly, and then we have Santa here.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, everybody? Santa Chad.
Hello.
Yeah, so, walking into this podcast, we definitely didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about.
Have we decided yet?
No. I mean... I know we all saw that video about how angels were supposed to look.
I want to save that for, like, later on.
Yeah. So what have you guys been doing?
Well, working a shitload. Oh, I got approved for that other job.
Nice.
Yeah, so big bucks coming in my way. I was asking Froza over here, I was like, how does it feel to have a roommate that can pay the whole fucking rent by himself? And he was like...
I'm going to be the sugar baby, guys.
Well, it's great to know that you're just... Seven to your role, Frozo.
Shut up.
It's what your people are good at. And congratulations on being a bureaucrat,
Santa. Oh, man. Yeah, I know, right? Well, see, like, it doesn't matter what I do for a living. It's what matters outside of the job. If I don't do anything with my life, that makes me a real bureaucrat.
I don't know. I mean, they make fat stacks of, you know, cash. Oh, can you believe fucking Biden won?
What? Did he?
Hold on.
I think so.
Hold on.
Last time I checked, that shit was still frozen.
Loading. So he won the electoral debate?
I thought he did. I mean...
Wait, that's a different fucking thing.
Not yet.
The election.
No one's won yet?
Nope. It's still frozen. It's 264 to 214.
Well, now we know where Bubby wants everything to go. Lean towards.
No, I don't. I don't want either of them.
I don't want either of them either.
Because with Biden, I mean, he's just going to die or something, and then Kamala's going to take over. And I'm not a Kamala fan.
Yeah, 264 to 214 still is a shingy.
So is it like people were, is it like people weren't voted yet, or what?
No, they put it on pause because there was claims of fraud in the votes, so Trump wants to take it to the Supreme Court.
And have them recount the ballots and stuff and make sure there's fair play.
So we're not going to know who's the president for, like, what, another month?
Probably, mm-hmm. If not two. Never can rush.
I always think it's kind of funny how, like, other countries, I've seen it in comments or whatever.
Nice JoJo shirt.
Thank you.
They start making fun of, like, our country and whatnot, like, talking about, like, oh, you know what, that president, blah, blah, blah. It's like, how do you know? You don't even fucking live here.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it affects...
It's like, stay out of our fucking affairs, man.
Well, it
don't worry about it until it becomes president. Then you can worry about it and you can put your input.
I mean, it affects them because, you know, America's like one of the top powerhouses in the world.
I suppose, but I mean...
We're everywhere, dude. Everywhere.
It means no. You better start believing in ghost stories, viewers. You're in one.
That would have been good for this spectacular episode.
That is true.
I would purposely steal that gold. The Aztec gold.
So that way you can just live forever? And be a Skeletor?
I mean, if I want to die, I'll just return it.
See, I'm not going to lie.
How are you going to return it,
here's
though?
The thing, though.
I just steal one coin.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I thought the same way when I was younger, but now that I've rewatched the movie, I understand why they wanted to give it back.
They couldn't feel anything.
They were always hungry and feeling like they were starving. Like dying of starvation. They couldn't quench their thirst.
So they were
they felt
thirsty.
The pain. Like they were literally living through hell. Like, dude, yeah, if I
was
living
a curse for a reason.
If I was living through that every day of just like feeling like I'm about to die of starvation or die of thirst, I'd give back the gold.
I'd become a doom guy.
See, my only thing is that after they returned the gold, they didn't age whatsoever. It was like
they weren't like that for like 100 years. It was only like 20 years.
So do you think after 100 years that like you would just age that amount of time?
Nah.
Probably not. I feel like at that point it's still frozen time.
Yeah, you're the curse is literally freezing you into a state of where you undeath.
And see, it also clicked to my mind. Dead.
Not really.
How did because at the end when he's fighting Barbossa, Jack reveals that he is also a part of the curse.
Because he stole the gold at the very last
night. Yeah, so that's it finally clicked just last night when I watched it. Because I always thought, like, wait. He was at night in the moonlight with fucking Elizabeth Swann. And it never switched him around. So I was like, the fuck did he get away with that? Because and then whenever, I saw it, he stole the fucking gold right at the last second. So that way, if he did get killed, when he
was clinking the coins back into the thing, he pocketed the last coin.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Like, I saw that, and I was like, that's how. My dumbass.
I would want to test drive it. I would want to steal one coin, see how it feels for about a week or something. If I don't like it, then I'll just bring it back.
I would do it every now and then.
Yeah.
I would keep Will Turner with me as my, like, bitch, basically.
Wait, and, like, wouldn't you then be the blood of the person that stole the coin if you only steal one coin? So then all you'd have to do is use your own blood.
Okay, yeah, but if I wasn't...
Because it wasn't Will that stole it, it was his dad.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Bootstrap Bill. If it wasn't my blood, I would keep Will around. I'd make best friends with that dude, so that way every now and then I'd be like, hey, dude... Kind of need to be invincible for a little bit.
Why?
I'm waging a gang war.
You can just literally take a vial of his blood and use it whenever.
Okay, yeah, but if I drop that...
Don't drop it.
What was that movie? Gattaca? Where the guy, like, he killed himself, but he, like, in that movie they used, like, your DNA based off of everything. So he put, like, a mini fridge just full of his blood, and it was completely stocked up, so he was like, hey, if you ever need tests, whatever, all my blood's in there. And then he killed himself because he was, like, paralyzed and whatever, so, you know, he...
I know what you're talking about. I watched that. Could you imagine
if he fucked up every sample?
Well...
He's just sitting there like...
Well, I mean, the guy went
to... I would never be able to figure this out.
So...
The guy was going to space, though.
The whole kind of... What is it? This is a basic summary of that movie. It was that a guy was born into the world, but he was naturally born, and he didn't have any genetic anything happen to him, so he wasn't some super fucking baby whenever he came out of the womb. So then they always told him all of his life, like, you can't be this, you can't be that, you can't be that.
Because he was a child of love.
You're a genetic defect, you're a child of love.
Meanwhile, his younger brother was like, they spent the money to make him genetically perfected.
Yep.
based off of their genes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a Chad. Like, he would always just smoke his older brother. He was just better than everything.
Yeah. There is a scene in there, though, where the child made of love actually beats the genetically modified child in a swimming race because...
When they're adults.
Yeah, when they're adults. But the only reason that he beat him was because his younger brother got a cramp in his leg. And he was like, I got a cramp. Like, I'm going to drown. So the older brother saved him. And then at that point, he was like, dude, you're no fucking different from me.
Yeah, even if you beat me a million times, all I need is one.
Yep.
Just one time.
That's it.
So...
And so the guy went through a bunch of different surgeries to change his height and the way that he looks. That way he could be like this genetically modified guy who got paralyzed in a war. Yeah, or something like that.
I thought it was like an accident. It's been like 6 years since I've seen the movie and I had to watch it for school.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the cooler school movies I've ever seen.
It was pretty fucking dope. I just wish I knew what the fucking movie was called.
Gattaca.
Are you sure it's Gattaca?
Yeah, it's based off your gene sequence inside your DNA.
Because there was another one that we watched that kind of sounds the same or familiar to it, where like everybody had a certain number on their wrist, and that was the amount of years that you had.
Oh, what's his name? The fucking singer dude.
And literally, all you had to do was like Justin flip Timberlake. Your wrist over. Yeah, you just flipped your wrist over, and then it was like, oh, now I have all of your years. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And the hierarchy was like billions of years old. It was stupid. But
they were time robbers.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think it was told like
then you had like the federal time cops.
His mom was the chick from Dr. House, the lesbian, who in real life is married to Liam Neeson. That's so fucking stupid. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean it's the nerdy guy from Big Bang Theory with the glasses, whatever, that's fucking Penny. He drinks himself to death in that movie.
That's fucking awesome.
With his interracial black wife.
That's fucking awesome.
And she's like, how dare you? We gave him all this money. You should have expected this white hunky would have drank himself to death.
Yeah. Did she really say that, though?
No.
Okay, because I was like,
it would have made
I want to watch this movie now.
Yeah, it would have made the movie like 10 times better.
Just that one scene alone?
Yeah. If you add any stupid amount, like just a stupidly racist scene into anything... And it can potentially make it a lot better.
Oh, but I thought that racism was bad.
Well, some of it can be funny.
Okay, yeah, but in a sense.
It's like, not,
when it's in
it's
a
not,
movie.
It's not of hate.
It's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for the laugh.
Tell that to Quentin Tarantino.
I won't, because he makes great movies.
He does make great movies.
Who's he racist to? Oh, Django and Chain.
Even then,
yeah.
He made a great movie. And yeah, some of that, it was kind of funny.
Well, Blazing Saddles was also a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Which one?
Blazing Saddles?
No, Blazing... No, what the fuck? No. Blazing Saddles, oh my god, that...
Who's the movie director?
He made the same movie as Spaceballs. It's fucking, I have this fucking movie. Right. I have his autograph. Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, that's who I was.
I don't know why about. I was having a fucking brain seizure.
But yeah, Quentin Tarantino, Mel Brooks, you know what I'm saying?
Like, nowhere close.
It's, no, I'm saying that, like, as far as racism goes, it's funny, but, and now, in today's standards?
Mel Brooks is a Jew.
Okay, yeah, but we live in a standard where, like, everything's offensive unless they like it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can literally, like, look at a dog standing on its back legs and go, that's funny. And they're like, I can't believe you. You're you know, fucking doing some bullshit to a dog.
And then that's when you say, how you will never make it in this world.
Animal cruelty.
Because you're being a bitch.
Well, you're making a dog stand on its two legs. It's animal cruelty.
I don't know, man.
That's how I could see it, Jack.
I think we're just at a point where we have to create our own adversaries, our own villains, because we have, like, no... War. We have no wars. We have no enemies. The enemies that we do have hide behind women and children as shields and shit.
I've heard this theory before, and it was basically it's a philosopher's theory, and it's basically what they talk about is the end of the world. And the end of the world theory says that because mankind and their whole species is completely finished with their evolutions, both culturally and physically, that. Like, that's the end of the world. We're at the end of the world now. And we won't go any further. And it's kind of like taking a VHS tape and unwinding it, and then just rewinding it up, and then unwinding it again.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't think throughout human history we've ever had these kind of problems with the LGBT kind of community. We've had gays. There's been homosexuals and bisexuals all throughout history, but I don't think...
LGBTQ,
to this
gender
level,
dysphoria.
Yeah, to this level of gender dysphoria, I don't think we've ever gotten to that part, or maybe it was just never written down. Maybe we were like this. I don't know.
I doubt.
And maybe the problem is also because of our technological advances, like, every year, that it constantly increases every year.
There's
before it was, like, you know, a 10-year gap, and then a 5-year gap, and now it's a 2-year gap, and it just keeps dwindling down.
Scientists are scared that we won't even be able to leave Earth in 10 years just because of the debris in the atmosphere.
That's fucking
There's a permanent, like, spot in the atmosphere. It's just a cloud of metal because India decided, oh, guess what their space program
is
called?
I think we talked about this in one of the episodes.
Probably. It so infuriates me. We have to fucking... Their space program is called SCAT. Everyone told them, don't launch a fucking ship. Don't do it. I get that you want to get into the space age like the big boys and not be a third world country anymore. But don't.
Know your place, bitch.
Yeah, don't. It's you. You're not even following the regulations. And India is like, no, we can do what we want. It's fine. Shit blows up in the atmosphere. There's a permanent cloud of just metal, like, you know, screws and shit, going hundreds of miles an hour. So if you try going through it, it'll just rip you apart.
I feel like we should just build one giant, what are those called? A leaf blower? We should build one giant leaf blower and point it up in the sky and just...
Scientists are trying to make... It runs on nuclear energy, which is actually, like, the healthiest source of energy, but it's just when, you know, when it melts down, it melts down.
Yeah, whenever you have a nuclear reaction happen, that's not so healthy to humans.
Yeah. Chernobyl is, we can't even go there for, like, hundreds of years, and now it's a wolf sanctuary. Wolves can survive the radiation, so there's, like...
Cockroaches can survive radiation for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
If not 100.
But just think about it, there's a radiation forest... of radiation wolves. Russian radiation wolves. The RRR.
Russian
goddamn
radiation
commie
wolves.
The RRR.
That's RRW.
The RRR wolves. But, I don't know, I think that's fucking cool, but, no, if you try, like, touching them or anything like that, you can get radiation poisoning.
Pretty sure if you try touching them, you just...
It's pretty
get
bad.
I'm pretty sure that the people that first, discovered radiation, like, their I think it was a woman, if I'm not wrong there, but her journal is still contaminated with radiation to this day. And, like, they died, like, if let's say they started studying it at the age of 28, I think they died at the age of, like, 32. So, like, 4 years of just studying radiation, and then bleh, just dead, because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
With they were just touching this shit.
Do you know that we know what an ion beam looks like, what color it is, because it's Chernobyl?
Huh.
And we actually shot into space an ion beam. So potentially, which I think should be in a movie, is that, like, an alien species sees it as an attack, So they're like coming to attack us because we destroyed one of their ships unintentionally with an ion beam.
Oh, that would fucking suck.
I think that would be a cool premise.
A cool plot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
I'm just afraid things are going to start looking like Metro Exodus. Or what was the book series of Metro Exodus called?
Oh, there's Metro 2020.
Metro 2020.
Or 2033, I think.
Something like that.
I think it's 2033.
It's made by a Russian guy.
But that was actually a fan fiction based off of the Roadside Picnic, which also made its own thing called... So Roadside Picnic was a book, and that spawned Stalker, and then Metro 2033 was
Metro 2033, Metro Exodus, Metro...
Metro 2033, that was a...
Road something.
A fan fiction of Stalker.
Of Stalker.
And Stalker was made from Roadside Picnic. Strowski's Roadside Picnic. It's a good book.
A fiction of a fiction.
Yeah.
Created a video game.
Yeah. Multiple video games. Stalker was its own video games, and then you got the Metro 2033, which made its own video games. And even to get people who worked on Stalker helped work on Metro 2033, and they're also making a new Stalker game.
But either way, tell us about the premise of all of this, because I think it's interesting, but I can't remember all of it.
Well, Roadside Picnic, aliens come to Earth, and just like a picnic, they leave behind their trash, but to us, it's just, just technology way beyond our understanding, like stones that contain an unlimited battery source, so we can generate electricity for like...
Like a Nikola Tesla model.
It's just a rock that just, it's like a battery that can last hundreds of years, pretty much. We can use it to power cities and shit. But there's also weird stuff. There's when they come to place, they make a zone.
An electric evolution stone for Pikachu.
Kind of. It's just, but it's just garbage. It's just, to the aliens, it's garbage. But to us, it's treasure.
Man's trash.
When the aliens visit Earth, it's kind of like they create a zone, and a whole bunch of weird anomalies pop up, and it's almost like the Earth was shot, because there's another zone on the adjacent side. And in those zones, weird things happen. Like, for example, in the book, one of the scientists that hires the main character, I forget his name, he's called a stalker because he goes into the zone, steals artifacts, sells on the black market, which is illegal. So he gets hired by a scientist, and the scientist gets hit with a strand, like a spider web. It lands on his back. Main character sees this, he's like, dude, there's something on your back, and he turns around, nothing there. He dies of a heart attack like 4 hours later. Just weird shit, Or, they made a safety path, whatever. And this guy went off a little bit too far and vaporized. His clothing's still there, but he's like basically like...
All flesh and bone gone.
Just gone. But his body, like what remains of him is literally like maybe 10 yards away from you.
Damn.
And that's just a no-go zone right
there.
Don't
do that.
The games are kind of based off the same premise, but they go into more detail about like the weird mutations and stuff. Like in the books, people who go into the zone become infertile, or if they do have children, they're horribly mutated. If you were in the zone when the aliens show up, they'll try to kill you. Like there's guards posted around it and Stalker, because wherever you go now, you'll bring natural disasters that will destroy any, human civilization.
Dang.
So, like, yeah.
Random hurricane or tsunami or, like...
Yeah.
Natural disaster.
In soccer, there's a whole bunch of different factions. There's people who believe we should protect the zone. People believe that we should exterminate everything. A whole bunch of different factions. There's also bandits who just,
don't give a shit.
They're bandits.
They're mercenaries.
Kind of. They just rob and steal and salvage anything.
Scavengers.
But the whole point of the book and the games is isolation.
Mm.
The horrors of isolation and things of that nature in a Cold War setting,
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty tight. I'm just gonna leave it off there.
Yeah, I mean, that was plenty.
Yeah. It's, if you're not interested by that brief summary, I guess it's not for you.
Right. What about you, Frozo? What you got?
Crown.
Oh, time to sip.
Yep. my... Oh, what the fuck? What happened to all my liquor bottles?
Did they throw them out?
Probably.
Oh, fuckers.
Wait, I thought you left it outside.
You're probably right.
Yeah, you wanted to build lichen on it. I told you, like, oh, I'm probably going to leave it out there because the wind's probably going to blow it around because I know this shit gets windy around here sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that, man. Bumpy found his liquor bottles.
He just really wanted the bamboo one.
Yeah, I like doing this.
It's so
pleasing.
Pleasing, yeah. That's ASMR.
Welcome back to the Drunken Smokes ASMR. Today we're gonna drink some liquor.
Why'd you just take that up your ass?
Well, don't tell everyone.
Well, this is about to be a video podcast, so you can do.
Imagine
it
if you
if I came in here with my cheeks spread apart and pulled a cork out my ass.
I wasn't gonna go that far. God damn! What? This makes me question. Do you do stuff like that when we're not around?
Maybe he's practicing, because remember how he said he wanted one of those confetti things in his ass whenever they pulled it?
It's called keystring.
It's called prison.
I was just going to say, imagine if you had a girlfriend, right, and she carried her butt plug around in her ass all day, and she came home, she's like, it's time to get down and dirty.
High school that did that.
Yeah, you're fucking lying.
No.
We all three went to the high school.
No. Me and you were graduated by this point. I remember, hang on one sec.
Okay, so setting.
Wait.
Yeah, it's mentally
prepared. I
need a drink. Because she used to ride my bus, and like she would like bring baggies of like cat food for snacks.
I'm just trying to figure out why you would do that at a school.
Dude,
I guess some wild shit happens, because I remember there was also stories of a
kid had sex
on the stairs, and then on a separate set of stairs, someone was getting blowjob on the side of it. It was the back one.
Mm-hmm.
And all
someone.
But this really tops the cake. Like,
remember the kid that was caught masturbating on the bus?
Yeah. No!
No? Should we just go down the list? Santa, you start off with this one.
Okay. But before that, I want to add that there was in color guard, there was a chick that had sex in the color guard room. So there was that.
There was people that had sex in the choir room.
You see, that's what I'm saying.
Choir room, color guard.
That makes sense.
And the band hall. Band hall was the worst, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That makes sense. All right, you're.
The band nerds were scary. Like, they did gross shit.
No, I'm just saying like that makes sense. You're having sex, whatever. It's risky shit. Some people get off the risky shit, but that's risky. That's the next level risk.
So I guess we should describe this chick. She was obese, smelly, ugly, long natted hair.
Have you ever seen that TV show Hoarders?
She looks like she should belong on there.
She looks like she has a hoarded house.
I mean, this is the same chick. Like, you said you had to get prepared for this. We're talking about the same person that would bring bags of cat food
as snacks. And then she claimed that because she had, like, it's kind of sad. She actually had, like, really abusive parents that don't care about her. And they live in an RV.
Cool.
But
I'm probably going to help her say this, but...
Like a trailer.
Clearly.
Trailer.
Fucking clearly.
Yeah. But the reason why she ate cat food is because she said, like, oh, yeah, my cat... I was raised by cats or whatever. My cats were...
Oh,
the,
wow.
Yeah. It's really sad. And it's, you know, like, she would... Like, I remember when she would get off the bus, she would pretend to walk towards this really nice, expensive house. And then when she thought the bus was far enough gone, she would walk to, like, this trailer. That was just, you know...
Really bad.
I really feel bad. Sad. It's sad.
She was also really mean.
So anyway.
Yeah, I know. She was.
Same person in high school. It was Halloween. She dressed up as, you can guess it, a cat. And she had one of those cattails. Well, I had a buddy who was in the same classroom that this happened. So
I thought it was a foxtail.
Yeah, one of those.
It doesn't matter. It's something that you wouldn't want to see. That's
it's still
sure.
A tail.
And so, you know, like, her being mean and rude and awful, people were picking on her all the time. And so one of the bullies went up to her and was like, ha-ha, your stupid outfit with your stupid tail. And they pulled on the tail.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure it didn't go down like that. Like I get the gist, but, like... who just walks
Santa's
up and is like,
good.
Ha-ha, your stupid tail,
Santa's
your stupid
not good
costume.
At improv.
No, I get that. Like, I'm not trying to, like, because obviously you're not going to remember the exact words, but it's just, could you imagine?
Well, okay. I think the, Do you really want to know what happened? What really happened was that one person walked up to her and was distracting her and was just like, oh, wow, I really like your costume, blah, 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 while somebody else came up behind her.
Oh, so she was all nice and relaxed.
Yeah, nice she was relaxed.
Like, oh, wow, I got to make sure it's tight.
And then somebody went up behind her and they pulled on the tail because I guess they were going to make a joke out of it afterwards, but they pulled on the tail. And to everybody's surprise in that room, when he held it up, it was a butt plug that had a foxtail,
like
cattail, some tail attached to it.
Did it make the noise like Bubby's rum bottle? Just
boop. I can only imagine.
And I have to get the cork nice and deep.
Oh, nice and deep, like that butt plug?
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to get it out now. Oh, you did.
Nah, that didn't sound
can't,
nice.
Can't it's not going to get louder. Hold it by the center.
Why don't you just put it closer to the thing?
So.
It'll be louder to them.
I love this bottle.
It's a nice bottle. I mean, that looks like something Captain Jack Sparrow would
That's what I'm talking about. That is like some next level risk.
You don't remember the kid jacking off on the back of the bus?
No. I obviously didn't ride that bus.
They caught him when he was done.
These seats were not white. Wait a minute.
I would never want to be on a bus and, like, have, like, a black light as I was going through that bus.
Yeah,
like,
I knew a couple kids that, like...
I wouldn't care about the other seats. I would just care about the one I'm using, which is the one that I'm driving with, so...
I know a couple kids got caught, like, giving head or fingering a chick. I remember when I was in elementary school, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen was this little girl that licked the back of the bus seats. And you know it's, like, that weird, like, blue-gray kind of color on the seats? She did so much where it was white.
It's fucking disgusting.
And she's like, oh, it's milky or whatever. It tastes like milk or whatever.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is wrong with high schoolers, man?
No, like, I mean, that was elementary school.
What the fuck is wrong
with this area? It's white people, man. They're fucking crazy.
Why are you looking at me like I'm the crazy one here?
Because, like, all right. When I took the bus or when I used to live in, like, poor areas, you know, with whatever... compared to here, or where there was, like, a lot more minorities, we knew what to expect. It was mainly, like, the most crazy thing that would happen is, like, I don't know, people would get, kids would got, there was a couple kids that got kidnapped, but that was by their dad, and they were also white. So, like,
I really feel like that's not really kidnapping, that's just...
He was...
Baby mama drama.
He was having sex with his oldest daughter, who was, like...
Yo...
take that back now? Baby mama drama, huh?
She wasn't
When like shit like that happens, it's usually just baby mama drama.
She wasn't even in like third grade. And then he ran off with her to Mexico, and then the cops finally found him and he killed himself, like right in front of her.
Congratulations.
Her brothers were on my football team.
You dug into a rabbit hole that we didn't want to go down.
I really don't fucking care though, because I'm still thinking about how fucking like disgusting that is. Yeah.
The butt plug.
Do you remember that two kids having the two Mexicans having sex in the hallway, and the teachers had to pull them apart.
They're like, no, I'm not finished yet.
I never saw them again.
There's like two stories of high school that I vividly remember, and one of them, this is like the lighter of the two, was that these two kids, they thought they were fucking tough as shit. Like, I was a senior at the time, so everybody else was younger than me.
They didn't bring drugs to the school?
No. They were having a fight in the middle of the hallway, and they thought they were tough shit, and I was like, yeah. You know, like, I was basically egging it on, like, fucking hit him. Like, what are you fucking doing? Why are you pussies fucking waiting? And they both turned to me like, oh, you trying to get some shit going on, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, whoa, don't turn the beef
on
me.
Now they're shit talking me, and so I just get, like...
So you got them to work together?
No, I guess so.
Wow, you're doing what needs to be done in America.
Yeah.
Coming together
through hate.
No wonder
you just look at them and just be like, see, this is what I'm trying to do.
It's
trying
really
to get
funny.
America to come together.
All through high school, from my freshman year to my senior year, everybody I would talk to would be like, Scotty for president. Scotty needs to be the president. And I'm like, bro, I am dumb as you. Like, don't be making me your president.
You wouldn't become a president. Like, you run on your first day and everyone would just put
I'd be the Green Party.
This shit. Oh, so you'd get, like, two votes.
And that's it. Like, that's it. Like, everybody would be like, why the fuck did this guy run? We don't even know his name.
Remember Gary Johnson?
No.
Everyone was like, dude, he's the best third-party candidate we've ever gotten. He's going to get at least 30% of the vote. Harambe got more votes than him.
I'm not that bad.
It was bad.
But I wouldn't know because I've never run for presidency. All I'm saying is that these two guys turn on me, and I grab the closest guy to me. I grab him by the shoulder, and I just pop him square in the face, and he starts having a bloody nose. And by the time I turn around to the other guy, he's already, like, running off. So I grab that guy, and I'm like, all right, time to go to the fucking nurse, because I'm not about to explain a broken nose or nothing like that. So we get to the nurse's office, and she's like, what happened? And I was like, he fell down the stairs. I found him like that.
So you punched a random kid?
Yep, in the face, broke his nose, and then I brought him down to the nurse's office and told the nurse that he fell down the stairs. And then I look at him, and I kind of have that, like, yeah, you fell down the stairs, right? And he was like, yep, fell down the stairs. That's the last mile of the two. The second one was a little bit fucking weirder. You all know about pregnant girls in high school. Well,
no, please tell me. I didn't know the birds and bees until I got out of high school.
Well, I'm just saying. I would make this with pregnant girls in middle school. And then I would never.
Yeah. Since they can't see me, you just do this motion, and then
there were some really hot girls, too. Like,
yeah, and then next week, the bump came out of nowhere, and I was like, why'd you bring a basketball to school? I'm too young to know this.
Well, here, let me illustrate.
Remember when they did the sex ed? That. Remember the sex ed talk?
Is it weird that, like, every PE coach has to give the sex ed talk?
It was the librarian for me.
I don't think I ever... Yeah. Does she
use, like, big words so that way, like, if anybody was ill...
No, they made a game out of it. They're like, all right, everyone splits up into groups, whatever. You have this. You guys have gonorrhea. You guys have this.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought...
Gonorrhea.
And I was...
You could just tell us not to fucking have sex and I'd get the gist. You don't have to tell me that I have this. Now people are going to make rumors throughout my fucking school
year. I was in the clean group. I think my group was mainly just like, she knew, like, oh, these are the virgins.
He's never having sex.
I kind of wish I did stuff in high school. Like, I don't know, got a blowjob in the bleachers or something.
I did stuff in high school, but then I should have really listened to my friends when they were like, dude, you're dating a slut. Because, you know, that came back to bite me in the ass. That's what happens, kids, when you get too attached too quickly.
Well, I mean, you can fuck sluts. It's just, you know, you don't give them your love. You just give them your cock.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I gave her my love and my cock, and that's where I fucked up. But anyway, now that we're after that story. So this girl, basically, her water broke in high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah, her water broke in the middle of the hallway. And, like, you just start seeing water everywhere. And I was like... right there in the middle of the hallway, and all the teachers start rushing over there and shit, and I'm like explaining the situation that's happening right now. I'm like, obviously she's not fat, she has a kid, she just broke her water, she's probably about to go into pregnancy, and all the teachers are freaking out. I'm like, all right, miss, I'm gonna need you to fucking lay down. This isn't fucking weird. I'm grabbing you by your legs and I'm hoisting you up right now. And then somebody else, one of the teachers, grabbed her by the shoulders, and I was like, okay, now we need to get to a fucking room so that way she can have this child, because I'm pretty sure nobody else in the fucking hallway wants to see this chick have a fucking baby. And we get into the room, and at that point I was like, all right, I'm done here. You guys can do this. I don't want to see a baby either.
You guys are adults.
I'm fucking like...
You just walked out of the room and the teachers probably don't have no idea what the fuck they're doing either. So they're just like, wow, what a savior. And it's like, all right, I'm out. I don't want to see this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm out. And they're like, I knew what I was doing.
Why would you trust a fucking high school in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have been like, shut the fuck up. Go to class. We got this.
Or help me pick up the bitch.
That's what I did. I literally hoisted up our legs. They had the cop there for a reason.
That's his job. If it's a girl.
It was,
we had the one dude in high school.
It was actually somewhat...
I don't know. He was cool with me.
That foreign language hallway? How it was like you had to go down a flight of stairs, or like you took the elevator and then you were by the nurse's office and all that?
Yeah, I remember I used to take that all the time until a teacher got onto me and just yelled at me.
All of the foreign language teachers that have all had children before are freaking out about this chick having a baby, and I'm already at her legs like...
Well, I don't think they had a fucking child in the middle of a fucking public area.
When they gave birth to a baby...
They were in a hospital.
And it was sanitized. I'd be like,
I don't know what to fucking do. But this has never happened to me. This is new to you, not me. Like, I waited until after high school.
In the other room, you know, or like the doctors were like, all right, you can stand right there with your scrubs on.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like, they didn't have nasty ass fucking... Now, she's having this baby now. It's probably already pushing out of her hoo-ha. Like, let's get to a...
To be honest, they actually have a lot of time to deliver that girl to a hospital.
So
because like usually that's what happens.
You're just like hold it,
and they take them to the hospital. But, and the hospital wasn't that far.
Hey, no. All I'm saying is I needed her to get out of the hallway and then into a room, and it prolonged me from getting in my next class because I didn't want to fucking be there.
What, you helped them? I would have just been like, damn, it sucks. No one knows what to do. No one in the back of mind, I knew what to do. I'd have been like, damn, that sucks. What do we do? I'm freaking out.
So would you rather?
That would have prolonged half a day of no class.
Yeah, but at that point.
Just hold her by the legs. Bitch, you better name it after me.
Its name better be Gene.
I don't like that name.
That's my middle name.
I'm sorry. That's unfortunate.
It's spelled like...
I love
like...
doing that to people. Like, oh, wow, you're a fan of that? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
God, it's fucking hot up here. It's only 69 degrees. Ayy.
That's, that's what our apartment's at right now, too. Feel better? Feel better, you know.
A little bit.
Motorboating absolute air.
Before we get into more...
If it
more,
made
you
feel better,
save that
no
between
gestures.
The legs.
Before we get into more red flag topics or funny topics, whatever you guys want to call them, let's just go ahead and recognize at this moment that Bubby is actually leaving this weekend.
Big sad. Bubby, we hate to see you go.
But you'd love to see me leave.
I love
just love to see
you leave.
Swing!
So wing.
Said that. I said so.
Your going away gift from me is not seeing me.
What the?
That's the best gift I've ever gotten.
Tomorrow I'll be back. What time, by the way, is this shindig happening?
Insert time.
Insert time.
We didn't have to say like it's not like the,
we can make it by tomorrow.
It's not like it's not like our viewers
put the
are gonna,
cookie down. Mom, put the cookie down.
We don't need to pause it because it's not like people are watching our shit just freaking out like saying, "Oh, I gotta go."
Okay,
the fucking...
But that's you're just saying that because right now we've only had like I don't know estimated of 10 audience members.
Nice.
Just wait till we have an estimated of 200 audience members. And they know what we look like.
I do believe that we will have better viewers when we get the cameras, the mics, and stuff like that. We can actually put
really
our podcast on the YouTube.
I really hate to break this to you, but...
Tube you.
We're not attractive whatsoever.
Okay, well, it's not the
especially
attractiveness.
You.
Okay, have you seen me? Have you seen me?
Unfortunately.
I've seen me.
Unfortunately.
And I say the same thing, but have you seen you?
Better than nothing.
I have insert bad joke here.
Now you just
let's continue on.
that's the thing. Like, we are also going to reveal our faces when we do visuals because
I'm gonna wear a V for Vendetta mask the entire time. And
I'm not
think
doing
that.
I'm not doing that.
You can call me Guy Fag.
I'm just gonna like be on camera and be like, if you fucking know me, you fucking know me. I don't fucking care.
At that point, probably same.
I'll just be behind the camera. You got my love and support.
You know what
and
that
then
means? That
without
means
you
that...
knowing, I'm gonna have a secret camera that's just zoomed in whatever position that you're sitting at.
Already, that just tells
that means
me
I have to wear pants.
That Bubby.
Unfortunately, actually no, because there's gonna be a table. It's not like we're gonna just stand there. Like
to all the viewers out there, Bubby is a cameraman, which makes him a cuck.
Wow. I wouldn't say that.
That one hurt a little too much.
A little too much. You're leaving. You'll get over it.
Damn.
That's what my ex said.
We really need to we really need to find a third.
Hey.
I can see what
jokes.
I can see what Dragon Lady's doing.
What?
Dragon Lady?
What about her?
The fuck?
He's going on a date.
I'm pretty sure she's gay.
What?
Well, then never
what?
Mind.
What? Where is this conversation going to? I said we need to find a third, and then you said I could ask Dragon Lady. And then you said he's going on a date, which I don't know if that was pointing towards me or him.
I'm not going on a date.
I don't know you. I don't know. Maybe
you... Thanks for life, bro.
Yeah, you're going on a date on Sunday. Like,
anyways,
the day you leave.
Where
the
fuck does that... Where does that connect with we need to find a third? To the both of you, actually.
Well, you see,
I want Dragon Lady a part of this? She's going to go back and listen to the episodes and think, oh, wow, they mentioned me? Wow, okay, that's nice. Didn't hear what we had to say, and it's going to be like,
I'm
wow,
saying,
this is what this motherfucker thought?
You can have an actual chick.
I can bring
okay,
a
look,
chick
I get it's
here.
2020, but I'm not falling for that stupid shit.
We're not doing minorities.
Dude,
We are minorities.
Yeah, but
you are a minority.
Yeah, but she's
He's the
other
one who's not.
She's a minority of a minority.
What makes a minority a minority? Not being white?
If we talk about it in today's society, it's anybody that's not, yeah, not white.
Or not white or non-binary / cisgender.
The fuck is that?
Cisgender? We're cis because we are guys who confirm to be as guys.
It sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
Is that something that 2020 just made up? Like it just
no,
sprouted
no, this
out?
Has been a thing since like 2012, I want to say. Or 2010. But, you know, if you think about it...
You're just a cisgender male.
I feel like you just someone called me a smart simp. Like,
if you think about it, in Star Wars terms, we're part of the CIS. You know, the droids.
That TV show is called NCIS.
We're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, I was about to say, like...
We're talking about Star Wars.
Dude, very different routes. Like,
don't make me gib slap you.
I'm gonna lay down.
What the fuck?
There goes the phone. Not that we were using it for anything.
Oh. Compilation.
Brap.
Brap. So, Frozo, did you do anything in high school? Like, because I have a couple friends who've, like, gotten head in the auditorium or something like that.
I'm not sure if we're having a slumber party at this point, or...
We basically have a slumber party every time we do a podcast, because you guys sleep...
Yeah, I don't even know why that was a question.
In the guest bedroom or on the couch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's also because we have this podcast way late at night.
Dude, you guys want to play this game? Board game.
Is it Small Jenga?
No, it's Execution Force.
Oh, no, fuck that.
I would love 19 more minutes of y'all's time.
Oh, okay.
I literally said fuck that game, and you're telling me that you want 19 more minutes of my time?
Okay, hold on, wait. I wasn't pointing
at,
like...
I feel offended now.
It's a fun
game. Okay, 2020. Like, let's calm
it's
down.
It's because you don't like what I like, so I feel offended.
But look. You can be the crisis guy.
You can be the...
See?
Wow.
It's a fun
game.
Oh, okay. Frozen's on board.
As we slide it underneath the couch again.
Yeah, I don't know why my brother left it here. It's his. Speaking of that, I don't know what I'm going to do with all my shit.
Keep it here until you get back. It's not like you're gone for fucking good. Honestly, like...
Oh, well, God willing.
Well, if you need, I have a shit ton of boxes, so you can throw it all in boxes and then put it in your attic until you get back.
That's true.
So if you need, I got a shit ton of boxes.
I'll probably deal with it when I come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... You wouldn't want to do that because I never did that. My stuff was always at my house.
But you
all the
understand.
Time, nothing's packed.
His family has a different plan for upstairs.
Yeah, my parents did too. They literally changed my room. They just moved things out of the way. That was it.
No. Like, they're not going to move things out of the way. They're completely revamping this upstairs.
To what?
I don't know. They're probably going to move. But these carpets, definitely. Like, after 15 years of having multiple...
Parties, sex, and beer.
And people living at the house.
Damn, he just like made his parents sound like swingers.
No, it was
parties,
him. Me and my brother.
And his brother. Having
yeah, he
parties,
was the worst.
Sex,
dude.
And beer.
He would have chicks come over and shit. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? He's like, hey.
I'm gonna level with you.
Yeah.
I'm about to plow this scroll.
Go to your room. You didn't see nothing. I'm like, all
you
right.
You saw everything. Just don't tell mom.
I don't know where he would find these goth girls. And they were attractive goth girls.
Where gothmeat.com?
Maybe. What?
Where gothgirlsmeat.com?
Is that a real thing?
It's like farmers only for goth girls.
I thought you said meat, like M-E-A-T. Like goth.
Gothmeat.com? Like it's just all black, like steaks and shit.
I thought it was like, I don't know, like a Silk Road slave trade kind of thing.
What the fuck?
I mean, goth girls do wear those chokers.
I like chokers.
Now I just envisioned like a T-bone steak with a choker around it.
So I like chokers, but I hate when people,
ask you to physically choke them, or?
Hang on one sec. Let me answer that. Let me answer that in a second.
I don't know how to really get behind that
at all.
I cannot take away your
suffocation. So, chicks under 18, it grosses me out whenever I see them with chokers, especially when they look like 12 or something, and they have like one of those like rings, choker thingies, you know, that like whatever.
The really stretchy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I always thought about that. I was like, wow, at such a young age, you're already
a black belt of sucking
hope.
Dick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
All I'm saying is that I knew this one guy. He was a Marine, and he was like, yeah, I'd love to choke girls out because I know exactly where to press that doesn't, you know, kill them, but makes them, like, you know, come close to knocking out. Apparently, they have the best time of their lives. That's how I'm going to put that.
It scares me, dude.
Because,
like,
I'm sitting over here, like, I'm untrained, A, and B, even if I knew how to do it, I wouldn't do it because, C, that sounds fucked up. But then again, I'm not into BDSM, and that sounds like the borderline of BDSM.
Or sadomasochism?
Or sadomasochism.
Yeah.
Like, I
mean, you could say that's like a dom sub kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Alright, so two things. One, that kind of scares me. Like, because when I'm, you know, jackhammering gorilla fucking the shit out of them.
What the fuck, man?
Like,
jackhammering?
Yeah. I'm Jackhammer Jack, don't you know?
Your name is far from Jack, man.
It starts with a B.
If you, like, substitute some letters and take out some and rearrange it, it, you know.
No, there's no J in your actual name.
It's Jaquanda.
Shut the fuck up.
The J is silent. It's just Quanda.
Yeah, it's Jajango. But,
the D is silent in that.
I don't care.
Unless his name is Ango now.
He's a dango. We talked about that before, right, on the podcast. Like, if a dingo ate your baby.
No, it was if your old girlfriend was in a dingo party. A man dingo party.
No, but I feel like we talked about that, too. And I said, like, if a dingo ate my baby, I would take that dingo and raise it on my own. Because, obviously, that dingo proved it was more efficient.
You had no fucking shit. It's a dingo versus, even at the young age of a dingo's life, that thing is already coming out like, I'm ready to kill. Like,
well, it's going
to
be my new son.
Didn't we see a fucked up... Yo, so we saw this fucked up video today. It wasn't scary at all. It said a short horror film. It was not scary at all. It was really stupid. And it was about this guy that was talking about his life and his teeth and how he, like, was like, oh, yeah, I basically fucked myself my entire life because, you know, I didn't want teeth until I had dentures. And then I perfected my dentures by taking a bunch of different animals of different, you know, like boars and wolves and shit like that. And I made the perfect set of dentures out of those different animal teeth. So that way I could have the perfect teeth for the rest of my life. You know what he did? He bit his own fucking tongue off.
Yeah, he literally went to take a bite, and now you see his tongue just... onto the plate, and it was like, what the fuck?
Were you stupid?
Yeah, so that's what I said the whole fucking episode, the video. I was like, this guy's fucking retarded. I was like, what a retard.
Yeah.
There's like an emphasis word of me saying retard, by the way, too. Like, I was like, what a retard.
What were we talking about before that, before the dingo part?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Me neither.
You got me.
It got lost in the
warp. It's half past been drinking.
Yeah. Half past drinking. Half past of drinking time.
There's some, maybe it was choking.
Yeah, we were talking about
But choking, there was something else is... that we were talking about, too, after choking.
No, there wasn't, because I was talking about the Marine guy who knew how to choke.
Yeah, you said, like, that, right? That and then you were saying that, like, you, like, when you were younger, you've also known girls around your age also already had the little rubber band thing, and the media made the comment, like, oh, yeah, they're already black belt.
There was something else. I can't remember.
Dick suckers?
Yeah, it's a black belt and sucking dick.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you wear a choker around your neck as a female, that means that you're a black belt at sucking dick.
It's just a joke because it looks like a black belt's around your neck, and, like, you know, now we're getting into, like, some very offensive shit by saying, like, girls suck dick.
I don't know. Have you seen...
Oh, that's so offensive.
Well, I mean, when you put it like that, it is, like, super offensive, though, because you're, like, saying, like... From other people's views, people would view us saying, like, oh, wow, what are you trying to say? That girls are objectified.
Let's flip the scales here. What do you think about manscaping? Do you manscape? And if you manscape, what do you manscape? Like, I'm not the type of guy to go down and get, like, a fucking, what's it called? Our buddy informed us of this. A manzillion. I'm not the type of guy to go get a manzillion.
Are you talking about, like, a waxing shit?
Yeah, waxing.
Dude, I just shave my balls and call it a day.
That's it?
Use a razor.
Yeah, man.
What about, like, okay, so I'm not going
to... Well,
mean,
I have...
Like,
I have
a problem with, like, you know, fucking front hair, chest and stomach and all that shit. I'm not sure if I should make it a happy trail.
No.
I like it baby smooth.
Dude, if I leave it alone...
On myself, no.
I'm a gorilla.
What are you talking about? Gorillas have no hair under...
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that's toys of gorillas. Yeah. Never mind.
Dude, I'm a fucking gorilla.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Wolfman.
Why'd you just pull your shirt up?
I had to prove it to him.
We understood. We were not calling you a liar.
You needed the visual.
We weren't saying you were a liar.
You can almost braid my nipple hairs. It's so bad.
So I usually...
You should have, like, before, he's like, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I'll do it again. When I manscape, I use, like, an electric. Because, like, you know, like...
Yeah, I have an electric one. Yeah. Cut it down. You know, trim... Like, cut down the bushes, and then when it gets too short, you gotta trim the bush.
There was a while when I was single, I just didn't do it at all. I fired the gardener.
You mean like me?
So I
fired the gardener.
I could make it ago. Like, I could like do like a mohawk on my gooch.
That's ridiculous. And I could do... Time out. This is worse than what he was saying. Because now you're really getting into detail of like...
I didn't even go below like, the waist,
what
man.
Do you fucking like dye it with green tips or something? Like, yeah. It's like the early 2000s when they had like spiky mohawks and shit.
Yeah, so I could do
at
like...
At least I didn't pull down my pants to show you.
Yeah, if I do a handstand... So glad you did. So, you know, I do like... I do a handstand on a skateboard and I put like my shirt up there and I have my pants on my head. It works out.
You know, you sound like a dickhead right now.
Thanks. No, I've never done that. But, like, I was just, for a while, I'm like, fuck it, I'm single. Who fucking cares?
We have, like, 10 minutes left in the cast, and I just want to bring up the discussion that we decided to hold off until now, which is the biblical way angels actually look. And it is the most terrifying shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's Eldritch Horror.
It's just so fucking creepy, dude.
If I woke up in heaven, I wouldn't be sure if I was in heaven.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was saying earlier, if I were to go to heaven, right, and, like, the thing at the gate was, like, one of the wheel-looking ones, and they were like, be calm, my child. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Be calm. Am I in hell or am I in heaven? What is this?
I don't know, what kind of angel St. Michael is. Or, no, it's St. Peter, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
What is the fucking gate?
St. Peter.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why they say St. Peter.
Which angel
greets
you at heaven?
I think he's right, St. Peter. Because St. Michael is the archangel.
I love how
of,
just
like,
ignored me.
War, I think?
You got me.
That's Gabriel.
All I'm saying is that each one in their own class is really not the same as what I depicted. Because apparently, like, we depict them to be humanoid, and they're not humanoid. They're all kinds of weirdness. One of them has, like, four heads that are of different animal variations, as we've discussed before. Freaking one of them is, like, only
fire. Yeah,
it's fire.
Peter. St. Peter.
St. Peter.
Only fire, all the time. It's just, like, fire, fire, fire. And they sit there and they sing the word holy, H-O-L-Y.
Oh, yeah, those are the ones that they're, like, dude, they have six wings. They have two sets of wings that help them fly. And they have two wings that cover their body.
That's three sets of wings. Two, four.
Yeah,
because
you need two.
I said six wings.
Two sets of wings is four wings.
I said, did I say two sets?
I don't know.
I swear I said six wings.
I guarantee you, I am drunk enough to tell you that you said two sets of wings.
We can go back,
and
post.
I don't give a fuck. The point is they have multiple fucking wings.
Up to six.
Multiple fucking wings. Covers their body. Covers their fucking... what is it? It covers their body.
Their torso.
Well, yeah, that's part of the body.
Their arms. But not their hands.
Because you can see their hands are human.
You pretty much see nothing but their hands, their face, and their feet. That's it.
So they're like Rayman.
They don't have feet. They have hooves.
Okay, yeah, but it's still technically
their feet. Isn't that
kind of
satanic?
Feet.
That's very
satanic. Okay, yeah. See, that's what kind of makes me think, like, if I were to see that shit, I'd be like, yo.
Yeah, but you can't disagree that, like, Satan
was an
still an angel. So even if you say it's satanic, it's still part of heaven at some
That's
point.
That's true, but they also did say that Satan was the most beautiful angel. And here's the thing. They never really specified which class of angel he was, because the third to last angels are the ones that we depict as today in society, which is, you know, if we had fucking wings and a halo.
Well, I mean, he had to be strong enough to oppose God.
So then he must have been bigger than a wheel.
We don't understand. It's like...
I wouldn't say that. It's not like he, like, just...
He was the horse.
The stories that I've heard is that he just didn't believe that there was no way of having, like, sin. Like, having your own free will and having to be able to live life the way you wanted and whatnot.
Well, if you have free will, you can choose to you know, do evil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I've also heard the stories that
he's not a bad guy.
No,
you know, yeah. He's just like, dude, like, you live your fucking life, bro. It's a good life.
What
man.
I don't
you
get
you
want
to go have sex being non-married? Hey, bro, more power to you because it's your life.
One thing I never understood is like, people that go to hell are condemned to suffering and pain for eternity. But it's like, why would he do that to his supporters, pretty much, or people that would, like, you know?
Yeah, I've always wondered the same thing. Devil worshippers.
But then again,
when they die, do they just get penetrated every day?
But maybe that's heaven to them. Maybe they are those sick fucks.
Even if I was a devil worshipper, I don't think I'd want to go there and be like, oh yes, fuck me.
I've met a couple, and they're, you know, like, they're. I met one who was a bouncer at a club. I wish I remember. We talked about it because, you know, we're just sitting there drinking. He was off the clock. And, you know, I saw his tattoos. I'm like, oh, you know.
You're a devil worshiper.
Well, yeah, because, like, my whole family's, like, different religions, like Mormon, Baptist, Catholic, you know, whatever else.
Very difficult to choose one. So that's why I'm agnostic. I believe everything until proven otherwise.
I think agnostic is kind of a cop-out.
Cop-out, yes, but also I think centralist is the cop-out. Looking at you two.
That's not being a cop-out.
It's like having an answer but not having an answer at the same time. Or just not answering in general.
No, we do answer. We
stay out of it. You've literally said you stay out of that.
Yeah, we stay out of it because...
But that's a whole different conversation topic.
But that could take more than five minutes. That's almost like saying what you're saying, though, is like saying, like, the devil's got some good points, but he is kind of a dick. God's got some points, but I don't like being restricted of my rights.
No, God's got some good points, but he's also kind of a dick.
God's not a... In the Old Testament, he literally
justified genocide.
People. Yeah, he justified genocide because they were literally fucking sacrificing kids and animals to a fucking demon who wasn't even the real devil, first off. And they were spitting on his name. I would be okay with that.
Didn't he also drown the entire world?
Yeah, but it was full of sin, apparently.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's full of fucking sin.
So you're telling me that you're just gonna, you know, like...
If you created something and you say, hey guys, so I created you. You can eat from here, don't eat from that tree.
What happened to all this?
Alright, cool. Then you turn around, and the first motherfucker thing does is, I'm eating from that
tree. Well, no, it wasn't the first thing. It was into women. Women ruin everything.
There you go. See, okay,
but hold on, wait. But still, it still goes to the fact that, like, if you are the creator of something, and, like, you create people, and they're like, hey, don't eat from that fucking tree, and they do it anyway, are you not thinking,
you're trying to relate a God to human standards. The whole point of a God is something we can't comprehend. We can't even compare it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But, like, God gave him the thing and told him not to do this. That's why he did the
But he flood. Knows everything, so...
This is just all one big argument at this point.
It's stupid.
It's very religion's stupid.
No, we're fucking talking about... No,
but... So yeah, what are you guys gonna do for? Are you not gonna do like another episode until you find somebody or?
No, just for a little while. I mean, we gotta get some supplies together and everything to do the video podcast as well. So,
which is great because we're gonna have to take a month off and whatnot. But yeah, if you ever get the chance, look up how angels actually look. I promise you, you'll think, "What the fuck? What am I gonna do when I get?"
It should be like an H.P. Lovecraft book.
It's creepy, like, oh my god.
So until next time,
we have a couple minutes left.
Yeah, I definitely want to hit that 60 minute because this is the last episode with all these fellow schmucks.
Well, never mind.
So what episode was your favorite that we've done in the first
season? I did like Halloween. That went really smooth. There was another one that I really enjoyed too.
I think episode 4 was
great. I think are there strippers in the pyramids? I like that one.
The one where we asked
Would you rather one was dope.
Would you rather
that was Jabba Nobada.
Yeah.
That was good.
Jabba Nobada.
Yeah. If you're new to this podcast, I'd go check out those videos that we just suggested to you guys. The Halloween one was actually called Spooktacular, and then the one that Santa was talking about is Clickbait. But yeah.
I was playing some fun games.
Yeah, we know.
They weren't porn games, surprisingly.
Until after.
Yeah, that was after the podcast.
Wait, that sounds
good. And then Santa fucking picks the one porn game that was like a slave trade.
And then Bubby over here is like, okay, yeah, I'm done playing. And I was like, that's because you got a boner.
No, because, all right, you're playing porn games with two other drunks on a laptop.
Chick is weird.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's...
All I'm saying is he quit playing because he got a boner.
No.
If he didn't get a boner, he'd keep playing.
Not true. Now you're just making it weird. Are we sure you know you're not the gay one?
I'm pretty sure I did not get a boner playing video games, if that's what you're asking.
Why'd you pick the slave one?
That was the... It didn't even make... Like, I don't even fucking know, dude. Like...
All right, well...
No. We got 45 fucking seconds.
What? I'm gonna do a thing. It's only that...
This many seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have right now. Actually, for the fucking next month, because this is our season finale and our last episode to the season. So, you know, go hit us up at our Twitter at Drunken Schmucks. Yeah, so Frozo's out for the month.
Peace.
Ed Bubby.
Congratulations! Yay! We did it!
Congratulations!
What the fuck?
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
That's me.